from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Belsuver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Rod Rutherford, age 35 at the time of this interview.
My birthday is December 12th, 1980. I grew up in Northview Heights, born and raised all the way up until high school. Once I graduated from high school, I went on to Pitt. You know, obviously, a lot of people look at the neighborhood as an intimidating place. Growing up in Northview, we really didn't see it. The things were there, but at the time, when you're living in that atmosphere and you're living in the moment, you don't recognize it until you remove yourself from it. But I enjoyed my childhood. I thought it was a great childhood. People up there aren't bad people. We're in a bad situation, and sometimes we let the situation get the best of us, and it forces us to do certain things. But for whatever reason, man, God blessed me with the ability to stay focused. I stay focused. I never wanted to do anything to ruin my mom's reputation, my reputation. And the people in the neighborhood never challenged me or tried to put me in that position. I just always had a love for playing sports, you know, and my mom had a demand that I graduate from high school and get a diploma from college. So putting those two hand in hand kind of created the man that I am today because I enjoyed sports. And because of sports, I was able to go into college and give my mom that piece of paper that she always wanted. I'm a big fan of bringing back the community in sports and education. I think it goes hand in hand. I think it teaches kids how one can help the other. Work ethic. You know, that's one thing we had growing up. We had a lot of guys like Baldy, but we had guys that was in the community that was willing to help us athletically and put us in a position to go wherever we needed to go academically, if it was the school programs or things like that. When I was a kid, I was real over the top, always into stuff, always getting into trouble, and just doing unnecessary things. But as time went on, I got to realize what life was about. When I started really setting goals and accomplishing one goal and saying, okay, I can do it, and setting another goal and accomplishing that goal, saying, okay, I can do that, it kind of helped straighten me up. It was like a lump of clay, and it was just kind of formed into the person I am today. But I think I wasn't able to create goals as a kid. I was really taught that, I guess roughly when I got to high school. My high school basketball coach sat me down because I didn't play football my freshman year. And he was like, dude, if you ever jump that high and not dunk the basketball, you'll never play for me. So in a moment, I'm like, all right, coach, I don't really understand. You know, I didn't say that, but I'm thinking that. So after the game, we ran home on a bus. He was like, in life, you got to take advantage of your opportunities. If you're able to do it and you have the ability to do it, don't let anything stop you. And then it just gave me the confidence and the strength to go ahead and just try everything that I wanted to try. Sports isn't everybody's avenue. You know, if it's music, if it's being a teacher, being a firefighter, all the things, this, you know, the things you hear, if that is what you want to do, I think you have to put yourself around those people to help you to understand what it takes to become whatever it is that you want to be. So you can ask the questions that you're asking, so you can have the upper hand or the step in the right direction. My only Super Bowl ring, it was a great feeling. It was a surreal moment. You know, it was, I can't even put it in words. I didn't even play, and I couldn't even, you know what I mean? I couldn't put it in words. I mean, it was just being in that locker room, growing up, you know, loving the Steelers, having an opportunity to just be there, playing with guys that when I was in high school, they were like rookies, and then I get to the NFL, they're still playing for the Steelers and being around them. You know, Coach Bill Cowher was a Pittsburgh legend, grew up in the area, was coaching with the Steelers for like, I don't know, 15-some-odd years. It was just an unbelievable time, unbelievable experience. When you make your mind up and you make the decision to be whatever, if you want to be a rapper, like, granted, they look down on that. A lot of people on the outside look, that's a career. It can help you financially. It can help you feed your family. But these guys that are rappers, they didn't just become a rapper over a day, over a week, over a month. It's over time. If you truly listen to some of these interviews, it took them like 10 years to become the successful guy that they are. So being a rapper isn't an overnight success. Being an athlete isn't an overnight success. Being a dentist isn't an overnight success. Being a politician isn't an overnight success. Whatever you decide to do, you have to put your mind, you have to figure out what your work ethic must be. at a young age, I was afraid to go away and do some things that I'm not now. And that's what I'm saying by those experiences. I would encourage you to leave Pittsburgh when you get the opportunity, just to see other things, to see new things, see different things. And then if you have the opportunity to come back, you'll appreciate your city more. I don't think there's any real secret to success. I think it's just hard work. You know, believing in what you want to do. Don't let people tell you you can't do anything. Make your mind up and understand what it takes to get to wherever it is that you set your goals to be. And just put your head down and work hard at it. At the end of the day, you kind of have to be a selfish person. You have to improve yourself. If you can't improve yourself and you can't help yourself, you can't help others.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Dominic Ross, Nike Goodwine, and Lewis Ross. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.